19-year-old Jackson Lewis is ready and eager to sit on the nonpartisan Canyons School Board in the south end of Salt Lake Valley. Lewis, who's gay, is also the youngest elected official in Utah. He says winning was a surreal moment, and he will ensure the student perspective is included in education policy discussions and decisions. Lewis says he's been contacted by folks across his district who are thrilled with his victory. He adds he's even received messages from people globally who have been paying attention to the recent election, especially in conservative and traditionally red Utah.
As a gay man, it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the queer students in the district and in Canyons. But even I've spoken to members of the football team, I've spoken to members of the debate team, right? They're all excited about the fact that someone this young, right, is going to be occupying this seat and representing student interests on this board.
The lifelong resident of Midvale and a Hillcrest High School graduate says he's a proud product of the state's public school system and understands the value it holds. Lewis promises to address issues such as chronic absenteeism, increasing teacher pay, as well as promises to be a loud opponent to future book bans. During Utah's most recent legislative session, House Bill 29 passed and allows parents to challenge books they deem to have sensitive materials. Lewis says while he did garner support from younger voters, he also made a conscious effort to connect with older folks who might have been a bit more apprehensive about electing a younger person to office. But he says he found their reception and support to be welcoming and invigorating. Lewis says regardless of who you are or who you voted for, he encourages everyone to get informed and involved.
You don't have to run for office if you don't want to, if you don't have the time or energy to put into it, but just get involved. Know who your elected officials are and make sure that they know who you are too.
Lewis adds that can look like attending local party conventions and meetings or getting involved at the community level with events of various kinds. He contends Utahns will feel less alone and more connected to their communities during a time of high polarization. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.